American Family News. I'm Rusty Peete. Kamala Harris is expected to give what's been called her closing arguments in a speech tonight. President Donald Trump spoke to reporters a few minutes ago from Palm Beach, Florida, saying Kamala Harris is running a campaign of hate.
After two assassination attempts in just over 3 months, her lies and her slanders are very shameful and really inexcusable. No respect for our country anymore, no respect for our leadership. No person has caused so much destruction and death at home and abroad. Should ever be allowed to be the president of the United States. Can't have that. Can't have that. So I'm running on a plan to save America. We're going to save America. We have no choice. It's the greatest there is. We love it. And we're going to save it. We have no choice. And it's going to be saving it from the incredible destruction that's been caused by crooked Joe Biden and Kamala.
President Trump held a rally at Madison Square Garden in New York City this past Sunday. Republican Oklahoma Senator Mark Wayne Mullen calling the event an exciting time to be an American.
I would say it's almost comparable to when President Trump stood up after the first assassination attempt and raised his hand and said, fight, fight, fight. This was almost like a victory rally saying, you can't take me out. In fact, I'm going to show up in the middle of the enemy's camp. I'm going to plant my flag, and I'm going to show you I'm here to lead America.
A flurry of pre-election lawsuits are making their way to the Supreme Court, with both parties bringing high-profile cases that could impact the final result. David Spun has more.
The docket is quickly filling up, and it's only Tuesday, 1 week out from the election. Let's start in Pennsylvania, where late yesterday afternoon, state Republicans asked the nine justices here in Washington to block a lower court decision that would allow a voter's provisional ballot to be counted even if a mail-in ballot is rejected for not following technical procedures. In Virginia, the DOJ has until this afternoon at 3 p.m. Eastern to submit reasons why the Supreme Court should continue allowing some 1,600 Virginia voters on the election rolls. Virginia's governor insists it's simple. If you say you are not an American citizen on a state form, you should not be able to vote. The DOJ sued, arguing that executive order was within 90 days of an election and violated federal law.
Israel's parliament voting to ban the United Nations agency that provides aid to the Palestinian territories. Israeli ambassador to the United Nations, Danny Dannon.
It is neither illegitimate nor moral to disregard the undeniable fact that UNRWA Gaza has become a front for Hamas. And yet, that is precisely what the Secretary General is doing.
A Colorado man continues to urge people in Florida to think twice before legalizing recreational marijuana. Chris Woodward has more.
Voters in Florida will decide this election day whether to legalize recreational marijuana. A yes vote means people 21 and older can use marijuana and possess up to 3 ounces of pot. A no vote means you oppose legalizing recreational marijuana in Florida. Colorado radio personality Jeff Hunt advises people to vote no.
Colorado has never been the same since it commercialized marijuana. And if you talk to a lot of the surrounding states, like I have, law enforcement in Nebraska, Utah, Kansas, for instance, they saw out of their states all the drug users and drug dealers leave and come to Colorado. So you become an attraction.
The American Civil Liberties Union of Florida wants people in the state to vote yes on Amendment 3, saying this is also a matter of so-called social justice. Adding Amendment 3 is a significant step forward in respecting the personal freedom of Floridians and is crucial in addressing the disproportionate impact that the criminalization of marijuana possession and use has had on Florida's black community and other communities targeted by the criminal justice system. Hunt says it's one thing to make it so people aren't going to prison because they consume a little marijuana, but he argues this will lead to pot shops everywhere, not to mention advertisements. I'm Chris Woodward.
U.S. job openings tumbled last month to the lowest level since January 2021. Still, vacancies remained well above pre-pandemic levels. More news online at AFN.net and the AFN mobile app. I'm Rusty Peete.